While Republicans would generally spend less across the board in their state budget, they'd hit Milwaukee, Racine, Beloit, and Superior with an extra 12.5% reduction in shared revenue. Two of those cities are represented by Democratic members of the Budget Conference Committee. Democratic Majority Leader Judy Robson of Beloit has said repeatedly she takes the cut personally. The issue has emerged every day since the two sides sat down to discuss the budget. After some prodding, GOP Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch explained to Democrats that the cities in question get too much right now compared to other communities.
What we wanted to do is we looked at how we could save dollars for the taxpayers in shared revenue, in the funding formula we have in shared revenue, and how we could try to begin to apply some fairness to this.
The GOP formula goes after those cities because they have more than 20,000 residents and receive more than $250 per person. But Democrats say that's unfair. For example, while Beloit would get hit under the GOP plan, 42 other cities spend more shared revenue per person. The Republican plan would hit Milwaukee the hardest, reducing shared revenue payments by $28 million. Milwaukee Democratic Assemblyman John Richards sat in on the conference committee last week and told Republicans that's a big deal.
And if we try to absorb that without cutting any police or fire department, we could cut the entire library system and we still wouldn't make up the cut. Or stop collecting trash, and we still wouldn't make up that cut. It's that big of a deal.
While lawmakers discussed this issue, they didn't make any headway. So far, the two sides have yet to resolve a single difference between the budgets that passed the Senate and Assembly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.